Welcome to Rate My Box,
hosted by me, Becky Jerrams,
and me, Paul Andreas.
Join us as we rate a whole host of amazing
and not so amazing albums for your listening pleasure.
We'll tell you the tracks that are whack
and the songs that are just plain wrong,
and also the good songs as well. Today's episode is being recorded on Friday, the 17th of February, in my boudoir.
Yay! Hiya! Hiya, loves.
How are you all doing?
We're doing very well.
And we are back in your podcast app of choice.
We are.
With our latest review, our latest pop music review.
We certainly are.
And if you have not listened to us before, my name is Becky.
And my name is Paul.
And we are both singer-songwriters.
Yes, we are.
And very opinionated bitches.
How dare you say that?
And we like talking about pop music albums and rating and reviewing them together. And we have lots and lots of juicy episodes from many, many years in the back catalogue.
We do.
For you to listen to. So please do explore all of our offerings.
Yes, and we'd like to say hello to all the people in Taiwan.
Oh yeah, we were just checking out our stats, and we saw that our Soundsmith episode, 50% of people listening were from Taiwan. So
how do you say hello in Taiwanese?
I actually don't know.
No.
So I
don't do an accent.
No, I'm not going to. But we really appreciate people from other countries listening and tuning in. So yeah, please do say hello to us. And teach us how to say hello in Taiwanese.
Why not, loves?
Anyway,
back on track.
Today, we are going to be reviewing pop punk band Paramore, but they're not really a pop punk band anymore, according to
not?
This. Well, I don't know. This album certainly doesn't. This album, I don't know, would be classed as such, do you?
Oh, I have no idea.
But yes, the previously known as pop punk band Paramore, maybe still a pop punk band Paramore, their latest album, This Is Why.
Indeed. So this.
This is why. I don't live that house. This is why. Okay.
Great reenactment there. So, This Is Why is the sixth studio album. Is it only the sixth?
I was going to say that seems like quite a lot of albums.
Okay. By American rock band.
Oh, okay.
Paramore,
rock band.
Released on February the 10th. So it actually only came out last Friday, loves. It's the band's first album in nearly 6 years following After Laughter, as well as their first album to feature the same lineup as its predecessor.
Oh, they had a lot of lineup changes.
I think we're that intimates so, yeah. That it has. Yeah, they have. So,
well, she left for a while, didn't she? And so Hayley's been doing her own solo stuff for a while.
And she did the banger with Zed, didn't she?
Yes.
Are you gonna stay the night?
Doesn't mean we're bound for life.
Love that. So far, 3 singles have preceded the album, which obviously This Is Why, if you didn't understand the reference a minute ago, The News and Say Comme Ça. The 4th single, Running Out of Time, was released after the album's release.
Ah.
This Is Why received universal acclaim from critics.
Oh.
So it's actually got 85 out of 100 from Metacritic.
Before we started recording, Paul was like, oh my God, I've seen something on the Wikipedia page that might mean that our scores are different. So I was like, that's very ominous.
That is what I'd seen.
What, that it had critical acclaim?
Yes.
Well, now I'm going to be very interested to see your thoughts.
So, yeah, and if you look through who's reviewed it, basically they're all 9 out of 10s, loves.
Wow, everyone, okay.
Some 5s out of 5s.
Interesting.
Really, really amazing reviews for this album. So far, because it's so fresh, we've only got chart positions for Australia, which was number 1.
Oh, wow.
Japanese Hot Albums, number 100. Japanese Rock Albums, 16. Japanese Western Albums, 27. And Lithuanian Albums, number 70.
Okay.
So far, Australia loving it.
And the rest of the world are like, nah.
And the rest of the world, maybe not so much. But hey, the critics love it. So,
before we start, were you a Paramore fan as a teenager?
So I would say the songs that I've heard which are their big hits. Mm-hmm. So, like, I'm Into You.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is it Decode?
Yeah, that was from Twilight.
I absolutely effing loved that song.
Misery Business?
Misery Business. Ignorance, or is it
Ignorance is your new best friend.
Yes. Yeah. So I know probably all the big songs.
Yeah.
And I would say I am a fan of those big songs.
Mm-hmm.
And I would also say that I liked Hayley Williams' solo album.
Mm-hmm.
But really, I was going into this with fresh ears, fresh eyes, really not knowing what to expect.
Mm-hmm.
But I loved the song This Is Why.
Mm-hmm.
On first listen, I thought, I really like this vibe.
I wasn't ever like a huge, huge Paramore fan, but I was like a fan. And when they like released their like early stuff, like the Misery Business era, I think it was Riot was that album. Like yeah. I saw them live on that time. Wow. And they were really good. They played at Portsmouth Guild Hall, which was really random because they feel like too big of a band to be playing a small like Portsmouth venue, whatever. But they were really good. And all of the songs of that era, like I used to like cover them and...
Right.
Yeah, okay. Like I knew that stuff really well. And then I kind of like fell off the radar a bit with them. And I knew, I know Into You and like the singles and stuff. But I feel like it was that early stuff where I really liked Paramore. And it's not that I didn't like them, but I didn't like follow them as much. So this is the first time that I've kind of really like clicked back into them for a while.
Yeah. And I think we decided to do this album because it's their first one for a number of years.
And a lot of people have a lot of like strong nostalgia, I think, for Paramore. Yes,
and I think there was a lot of anticipation for this album as well. So I'm really interested to see what you've rated it.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we're going into it in a different headspace and it's probably going to be really, really different.
Okay.
Out of five, we've decided, as we do with each episode, to have a theme with how many things out of fives and four... Paramore, we've said crying emos out of five.
Because there are going to be a lot of emos crying that this sound is not the same as what they had before.
Interesting.
We're going there.
We're going there, boo-boo.
Okay, so how many crying emos out of five are we giving this album?
On the count of three. Three, two, one. One out of five.
One. I went 3.5. I wasn't a five. I almost went four, and I was like,
wow.
I was teetering. Okay. I was teetering. Wow. I'm really shocked.
I'm really shocked, and I'm interested to hear why. Wow. As well.
Okay. This is where we come from completely different musical backgrounds, both.
Totally. So let's get into it.
Okay. So my initial thoughts, I'm struggling with my score for this album because it's what I would call a vibes album, the kind that you play in the background of a hipster party to really set the scene. These are songs that slowly creep into your consciousness rather than hit you with a bang, and I feel like it marks a new evolution of the band and a direction for them that has been long overdue. Controversial. Ooh,
okay.
The bangers are strong, but the album takes a noticeable quality dive past track four, ending on a pretty lackluster note. Lyrically, it veers from absolute genius to millennial cringe and seems to settle somewhere in the middle. Overall, it's a mature, solid album that you wouldn't be embarrassed to play to your music snob mates.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm really shocked at that. But at the same time, there's elements of that I do agree with. So I've put... Sorry, just clear my throat for this big...
for all of the hatred to come out.
I'm ready for it. I have to say, I've not heard an album as terrible as this in a long time. Who let this out into the world? It lacks drive, it lacks direction, it feels so unoriginal and pales in comparison to previous songs for me, and I am gagged. I thought this was going to be a banger, and it's a total clanger. If it wasn't for Hayley being such a good singer, this would have been a 0 out of 5 for me.
Wow.
Instead, off the back of her voice and two songs that I like, it's a 1 from me, but you will never catch me listening to this again. LM5 needs a rescore immediately. never said that before.
For those not in the know, Little Mix LM5 was the biggest controversy of our entire podcast career where I was like
lowest
five and
ever.
Paul was like one. So yeah. This is, well, I'm not as high as I think I like LM5 maybe more than I liked this album. But yeah.
It was my lowest scoring album to this point.
I think you're being way too harsh though.
I think I could have given it a 0.5.
It is not a 0. Sorry, I will defend this album.
I'm here to
defend this.
Don't worry, people. She is going to defend this album
to this degree.
So track number one, This Is Why. What did you think?
I cannot tell you how much I love this track. Cool, sultry, sexy, sassy and sophisticated. It feels fresh and the perfect social commentary for the world right now. Paramore purists will be torn over this new musical direction, but for me, it's their best track since Misery Business. Also, Hayley is fit in the music video.
She is, to be fair. I put that opening line is iconic. Can't remember what it is, by the way.
It's, yeah. If you have an opinion, maybe you should shove it.
Yes, and it's iconic.
And I'm singing it to you, bitch. Say to me.
So I've put, you can only dance to this song in a certain way, and it's exactly the way she dances in the video.
Like,
it's like jaunty robotness. I put, her voice sounds incredible. This feels like a song for COVID. Track number two, The News.
I think this whole album is a COVID album, by the way.
That might be why I don't like it.
it feels like, you know, coming off of COVID kind of thing.
Okay.
This track really packs a punch. It's driving and frantic and feels like classic Paramore with an evolved twist. The lyrics are a little bit on the nose, and yet they capture how everyone feels in the age of information overload.
I put, this song is triggering, and I'm now thinking I'm not going to like this album because, again, it feels like it's literally all about COVID. 3 years later, this has been done to death and I'm over it. I really don't like the way this one is written. They've been out-paramoured by Olivia Rodrigo for a song that's only 3 minutes. It's 3 minutes too long.
Got to do with anything.
It's the speaking bit at the end, and it feels like it's the damn, it's brill out here. And I'm like, oh God, Olivia.
I'm suddenly understanding why you don't like this album, because it's about COVID.
It's all about COVID.
But for me, I was like,
and we're in 2023.
But I'm feeling like this is the first time, like, there's hardly been anything in like pop culture about COVID, because when we were living through it, it was like no one wanted to talk about it.
Are you joking?
I feel like there's hardly
been shitloads about COVID.
Not really. I mean, there has, but like there's not really been, like, I would say there's been so little compared to how much of a big deal COVID was. And I feel like this is like taking a step back, breathing, having the breathing space away from it to sort of go over it and go, oh wow, that happened to us.
Right.
Like, that's how I'm coming at it.
I feel the opposite. I think there's been loads about COVID, and I feel like we sort of all know how, I don't know.
See?
Unless I'm just listening to it and relating to it.
Like, there's been a lot of, like, you know, articles and people talking about COVID, but in terms of, like, pop albums that have really talked, I mean, maybe Coldplay was a little bit, like, a cusp of it, but I feel like everyone's actually run away from talking about it because it's too triggering and stressful for everyone.
Yeah, maybe.
And I'm feeling
maybe
like
this is
like the first time that someone's gone, let's just talk about all this collective shit that happened to us. Yeah. And I was kind of here for it.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel total opposite. Track number three is called Running Out of Time. I've put, this song got me asking, Hayley Williams, are you okay, hun? I'm sensing a theme of impending doom, and I'm not here for this at all. The guitar riff in the chorus already feels recycled from track one. I'm bored.
I love the weird, dreamy guitars in the back of this track and the bang of the chorus after the slow build-up. This feels like lazy post-COVID malaise in a song, and a lot of people will relate. I think this one should be a single if it's not already. I also like how she switches between first person and third person in the BVs, almost like she's disconnected from herself.
Interesting.
I liked the darkness and the COVID-ness.
It is the single now.
Yeah, I think
it's
it was
the new
great.
Single.
I love it.
Track four, Say Comme Ca. I've put, this song reminds me of the time warp in the verse. It's exactly the same Nutty Professor delivery. Again, a load of old tripe, but the chorus is so simple you can't not sing it.
Matt hated this song when it came out. He's like, it's the biggest part of trash. And then now he's like, say I can't say it because I can't speak French. Say si so.
Yeah, that's kind of how I feel about it. I was like, I hate this, and then couldn't stop singing it all day.
I've put fun and punchy. This feels like the most like classic Paramore, and it's a proper little bop.
Oh, proper little bop, darling. Track number 5 is Big Man, Little Dignity. I love that title, by the way.
I think it's a really good title. Note, yeah,
brilliant title. I actually like this one. There actually seems to be a melody. Hurrah! Gets boring very quickly, however. What are they trying to say with this album? It feels like a whole load of nothing, and I feel like this is a huge waste of time listening to this. I can feel my energy being drained from me.
Not that you're being dramatic or anything,
I got to this point and I thought, I need to message you and say we're not reviewing this because I can't listen to this album.
You've already said we're not reviewing Manskin, so, you know.
Exactly.
You can't just not review every album I'm going to like and you're going to hate.
Yes, I can.
I've got the pace is slowing down with this one. It's vibey and cool and I do really like it, but it's not blowing me away either. I love the hook and the line, smooth operator in a shit-stained suit.
Yes, that's an iconic line. Mm-hmm. Track number 6, You First. I put, this has some really interesting lyrics, but it is so erratic, I can't warm to it. I like the concept, but ultimately, it's just bloody so miserable. I like the concept, though.
I love the jazzy melody notes in the verse of this, and the chorus lyrics about not knowing who is the bad guy are brilliant. Turns out I'm living in a horror film where I'm both the killer and the final girl.
Yes.
Restrained indie genius.
And the really thing is, interesting.
A lot of these songs, I get where you're coming from, because when I was listening, I was like, oh, it's just, they're so, like, they're not these big, you know, compared to This Is Why, they're so restrained.
Yeah.
But it's not that type of an album. It's sophisticated. Mm. It's restrained. It's the type, when you start to live with these songs, they kind of creep under your skin kind of songs. Like,
yeah.
I think it's like an album.
You've got to ride the wave. It's going to be bangers. And because it wasn't, I think I'd gone in with expectations too high.
I think if you go in thinking this is going to be a typical Paramore album, you will 100% be disappointed. But if you go in going, let's get into the vibe, let's ride the wave, it is actually a good album. There's a lot of good stuff on here, but it just isn't commercial, I would say.
Yeah, so, I can't get into a COVID-themed album. It's just not for me, I think. Track number 7 is called Figure 8. I put, when will this torture end? I am so turned off by this point. I've never listened to an album that's made me want to re-listen to LM5 until now. By the way, LM5 came out like 3 or 4 years ago at this point, so that's how bad I'm feeling about
Justice
this album.
For LM5. I've put, this feels like the dictionary definition of filler track.
Yes.
I wasn't into this one.
No. The next song was called Liar. I put, a welcome change of pace. This has given me Kate Bush vibes massively. King of the Mountain vibes, to be exact, which is a Kate Bush song. I don't know if you know it. I like this one. The chorus is nice.
Oh, that's the worst thing you can say about any album. I've put, dreamy and lovely. This atmospheric track would feel right at home in a Twilight soundtrack.
It would, to be fair. The next one, Crave. I put, continuing on very much like Liar, these two songs feel like a different album and have saved the album from getting a zero. Really nice. I love how she sings the chorus, very idiosyncratic, which you know is a word I love to use this word in your presence.
I've literally never heard you say this word in my life.
I said it about Lizzo's special album.
I'll go back and re-listen, darling.
Yeah. It's the way she crave. It's the way, it's like, it's the way you sing something. And I think it's the way
like,
she
like symmetrical.
Yeah. And she does it in the chorus, I think. And it's really, I love that. Really like that one.
I've said the most Paramore-y song of this whole album.
Interesting.
Cool, okay. And gentle. Hayley's vocals are on point.
Yeah.
At this point in the album, we are getting into snoozy territory, and I'm not sure why.
Yeah.
It feels great. Like it suddenly like winds down, and I'm like you say, it feels like a different album. I agree with that. Yeah. I agree.
And then the last track is called Thick Skull, and I put not horrible, but I don't love it. Closes the album okay-ish.
I've put, we seem to have ended this album on a very different note to where we started. And I genuinely like this strange, swirling song. But I do find it an odd album closer. The dark, quirky lyrics are visceral and memorable. A very weird but cool song. I'm sort of left wanting more, and I'm not sure if that's a good or a bad thing.
Yeah, I think it's only 10 songs long, this album. And this I'm packs really...
a short punch in a way.
Yeah, I was glad it was only 10 songs.
Any more and you would have set fire to the whole house.
I would have. But there's no denying that Hayley's voice is brilliant. And it's really what made me give it a one is off the back of her being such a good singer. I do really like her voice. And some of the songs, I think I haven't lived with this album. It's only been out a week. And some of them I know I would warm to. This is probably one I would rescore higher.
It's a very restrained, sophisticated album. And clearly the critics' reviews show, like musically, it's very...
Everyone's loving it.
It's very interesting. There's lots going on with the arrangement, with the instrumentation. You know, lyrically, it's very unusual. I mean, Thick Skull, what a weird and cool title for a song, you know. There's a lot of creativity with this album, but it isn't an album of pop punk bangers. So if that's what people want, they're going to hate it. But how long can Paramore keep doing the same thing? Like, she's in her 30s, she's like 34 now. I just think you can't keep doing like, na 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 na, I'm a girl who likes a boy, blah, 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 blah. Like, you just can't. Like, you have to evolve. And I feel that they have evolved, and I really do like this direction for them. I will protect and defend it, but I think they needed some more bangers, and I think they were unsure what this album was trying to be.
Yeah, I just don't feel like they're saying anything, and I feel like the songs are just not good enough. And it's not because they're not pop punk, because I'm not particularly a pop punk fan, but I am a fan of good, well-written songs that are memorable. And I feel like, I think this is why it is such a banger. And it is so different. And I knew it was different from their other songs. So I wasn't expecting their other songs. But I just don't feel the quality overall as an album is as high as the quality of that first song. But obviously lots of people disagree with me because it's hard to get the critics to like anything. And it's got universal acclaim.
I think it's atmospheric. It isn't, these aren't bangers, these aren't commercial hits. It's the sort of song that is indie, you know, like, and it's, you're going to put it on in the background and it's going to feel cool and vibey. And it's just a different kind of songwriting than perhaps what people were hoping for from them.
Yeah, maybe.
And maybe they just were not in that headspace to be doing the hits because, you know, it clearly is a bit COVID inspired, and I don't know,
and maybe that's like the biggest risk of it, is because it's COVID inspired, and that becomes very clear from within the first three songs. I think for me it was such a massive turn off, because I'm okay having like one song about COVID, but I don't want the whole concept to be about
it. I didn't feel like it was overtly COVID, though. It felt like like, it wasn't about COVID as such. It's about, like, the feeling of COVID and the feeling of, like, God, we're trapped, and God, the news is everywhere, and God, I'm scared to leave my house. And it was, like, I actually felt, like, a strange comfort in hearing it in a way that wasn't, like, so in-your-face COVID, you know? Like, it felt like it was capturing a feeling that's been on everyone's mind without it being too in-your-face. Like, I think that's why I connected and liked it, especially, like, running out of time, and I really connected with those lyrics, and it did something for me.
I'm really surprised that you connected with that one, because I thought you would find that really triggering as well.
No, not at all. I actually felt the opposite. It was no Environmental Anxiety by Ray. Because it's sort of almost giving you some sort of validation. Like, I'm not alone. I'm not the only one that's feeling like this, you know? Like, this universal experience. Like, bloody Hayley from Paramore feels the same way I've been feeling. Like, that's how it made me feel. Like, a weird sort of sense of comfort in a way.
Interesting.
But, yeah, it's not like, I think it's very... average album. I don't think it's a massive, massive hit. I gave it 3.5. That's a very in the middle score for me. I rate high. And I did not love this album, but I certainly didn't hate it.
No.
And I don't think it's an embarrassment to music. I think it's. I think there's quality there, but you might have to just dust off the
maybe
the sift. Expectations to see it.
Yeah, but maybe that is it, isn't it? And maybe this is one that I'll look back on and laugh and say, do you remember I scored it a 1?
Now it's a 1.5.
Yes. Only time will tell.
Say si somsa, can si somsa.
Yeah.
No.
Exactly. Help.
Anyway, loves. I hope that you enjoyed this review.
I hope you did as well.
I will be very interested to see what the fans do think of this album. Because I don't think they're going to like it, to be honest with you.
Really?
I don't think the mega fans are going to like this album, but I think maybe different people will get into them from this album, is my
interesting.
Vibe.
Interesting.
But we shall see.
We shall see
indeed.
Until next time, bubbers.
Until next time.
Bye.